blind.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let us recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
The bravest person to walk the surface of the earth was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we take a mu'min, a believer, the more his iman increases, the more his yaqeen, the more his tawakkul, the more brave the person becomes. Because when the person's yaqeen and tawakkul increases, then he knows that my Allah is with me. And if my Allah is with me, then if it is time for me to pass away, I'm going to pass away. There's no way for me to avoid that. And if it is not time for me to pass away, then who can kill me? My Allah is with me. If my time is not up, my time is not up. So this yaqeen and tawakkul, the more it is built up, the more the sifat of bravery comes into the person. Now here again, where can we find anybody with greater iman and yaqeen and tawakkul than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it would go without saying that the bravest person to walk the surface of the earth was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a time people have this type of picture when it comes to a pious person. Or we think that piety means now that, you know, you are like a recluse and you are just quiet one side and you don't get involved in anything. That is not what piety is. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we study his life, when it came to the musalla, then he was the best there. When it came to the battlefield, then he was the best there as well. So we look at few examples of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's bravery. Look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in solitude, right? Those of you that have been up Jabal Nur, you know where Makkah Sharif is, where Jabal Nur is. In those days, there were no roads there, there was no buildings, no residential area around there, nothing, no shops at the bottom, nothing. Makkah Sharif had wild animals all around. There was animals, it was wild. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would leave Makkah Sharif, he would come walking to this mountain. Then he would climb up the mountain and he would stay in that cave alone in that cave. Sometimes up to a month. Now, you know, we can act brave and everything. But we know if we're staying in the house alone, there's nobody in the house. Let one noise happen somewhere. Immediately now the mind starts racing. What's that noise? We start getting worried. Imagine Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam staying in the cave. There's not even a door to close the cave. Nothing. But he stays there alone, sometime a month, sometime 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Knowing full well that there is dangerous animals around here. There's no lights. It's pitch black, pitch dark black. What courage you must have to be able to do that. It takes courage. So that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's bravery in solitude, just on his own. And to keep going back. When is a person does it one time, then he says, rather just stay at home. Yeah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he keeps going back, which shows that there was no fear whatsoever. No fear whatsoever. And then we look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone in the face of enemies. One is in the battlefield, we'll come to that. But look at Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone in the face of enemies. That Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs Mount Safa and he makes that call to Islam. And he is one man alone who is going to make that call. The call that he is making is totally alien to his people. He doesn't know what their reaction is going to be. And they are not a people who are a civilized people. At that time they were not like a civilized people. They were a people at the drop of a hat, they prepared to wage war. You harm my camel, I'm prepared. Families go to war. Sometimes years the both families are fighting. At the drop of a hat they are prepared to draw blood. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbs the mountain, he makes the call, and then he gives that da'wah to Islam, not knowing what that outcome is going to be. It's not an easy thing. If you sit and you really think about it, it's not an easy thing. It wasn't an easy thing at all. Then you take the night when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to make hijrat from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif. Abu Jahl and company, they are in consultation and they make a decision with the aid of shaitan that they need to now assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they have surrounded the house. There is no way of leaving. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks out of the house. No bodyguards, no camouflage, nothing. He walks out of the house reciting the ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinds those people to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They can't see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking right past them. But what it takes to do that? Imagine coming out of that house, people are all around, and what mashwara did they make in their meeting? They said no one person can go and assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he comes from a powerful family. So if one person goes to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family would take revenge. His family would take revenge on the family of that person. So all of us, we need to attack simultaneously. So the blame can't be put on any one family. So they had people from all the families of Makkah Sharif surrounded the house. And the plan was that as soon as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out, simultaneously they are going to make a collective attack and that's going to be the end of it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks out. If he wanted, he could have made dua to Allah Pak, that Ya Allah, how you sent Jibreel alayhi salam for me on the night of Mi'raj. Night of Mi'raj wasn't very long ago, just happened just before that. He could have made dua, Ya Allah, how you sent Jibreel alayhi salam for me on the night of Mi'raj. He split the roof, how he came, how he entered the house, and he took me away, and then I went on the Burak. Do something like that. These people are all waiting here with unsheathed swords. Send Jibreel alayhi salam for me. Let him lift me up. How you took Hazrat Isa alayhi salam away to the heavens. Take me also away. So it wasn't something far-fetched. It wasn't something that Allah Pak couldn't do. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't make any of those requests. He comes out in the face of those enemies. Because he has got full yaqeen that if Allah told me to make hijrat, so I'm going to have to live to make the hijrah. So I have to survive this. So he came out. And if it is my time to pass away, then can I live for 1 second more? If it is my Allah's decree that these swords must be the end of me, can I live for 1 second more? No. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks out. Then if you look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the cave, with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and The kuffar are on top of the cave. Now this is the height of bravery. That they right on top of the cave, one of them even stands there to relieve himself. And all it takes is just to look down. All he just needs to look down and he will see them. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he is afraid, totally afraid, not for himself. He is afraid for the life of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If I have to lose my life, no problem. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his attitude was, if I have to lose my life, no problem. But no harm must come to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is full, you know, he is anxious, he is in a state of anxiety. And what does Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? La tahzan. Don't grieve. What are you grieving for? Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah Pak is here with us. Where's the problem? What are you worried about? Allah is with us. Calm. Totally calm and collected. No fear, no anxiety. So what's to happen will happen. The decree of Allah is going to take place. Why must I get perturbed and upset and worked up and all that? How much, if you have to analyze Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, how much of tension he must have, what we call tension, stress. We, you know, say, no, I'm taking a lot of stress now. That seems to be like the most common sentence today. I'm taking a lot of stress and tension and all that. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we have to just analyze his life and see what he had to undergo and what his mission was, what work he had, how he had to accomplish it, what stress and tension and everything was supposed to have been there. But absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because Allah. Allah. Gaze is on Allah. Not on my own strength. Allah. Allah will do. Now we come to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam again in the face of some fear and in solitude alone. Once in Medina Sharif there was some gabrahat, right? The Hadith Sharif doesn't say exactly what was the problem. I haven't researched and I haven't heard it from any of my asatiza that what was the problem. But there was some noise which brought a lot of fear into the people of Medina Sharif, because it was at a time when they didn't know when the enemy is going to attack. All the time the enemy is plotting, there's problems taking place, they're coming and they're creating problem here in Medina Sharif. So there was some panic situation which brought the people out of their houses. So you know, sometime to understand it, I like to bring it, you know, into a real life situation. Sometime you're at home, you hear one noise,